And the goal is to help every student who comes to Michigan State, every student we accept, we believe should graduate. And we want to help them not only graduate, but then find a rewarding career.
Because libraries, you know, historically have been there for the community to come and as a place. And that's something that's really important, especially coming out of COVID.
Welcome to CattleCast with Capital Area District Libraries Executive Director, Scott Dymstra.
Welcome to an exciting episode of CattleCast. On Wednesdays, we wear pink. I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. That's so fetch. Those are some of the popular catchphrases from the hit film Mean Girls. Well, Tuesday, March 1 through Sunday, March 6, Mean Girls, the record-breaking new musical comedy, will be playing at the Wharton Center. And joining from the cast is April Josephine. April, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
How exciting is it for you to be back on the road again?
Oh my gosh, it is the best feeling in the world. And it feels so good to be doing live theater again. There's nothing like it.
I can imagine. For those who have not seen the movie or read the book, tell us a little bit about Mean Girls.
Okay. You're in for a treat if you haven't seen it.
I agree.
Mean Girls is the story about a 16-year-old girl named Katie Heron, who has grown up in Africa with two parents who are biologists. And at a certain point, they decide it's time to go to the United States and switch jobs, which means that Katie then comes to the United States and joins a public school and finds out that there's an animal kingdom of its own and a social hierarchy within the walls of North Shore High School. So it's basically a story of the interactions with a very specific group of people that she has and the journey she goes on to learn about authenticity and what parts of her are her strengths and truly make her shine.
Oh, that is probably one of the best explanations I have ever heard of it. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
And what roles do you play?
So I am in the program. When you look it up, you see something that says adult woman. And while we are all adults, I am the only one playing the three adult women. So I play Mrs. Heron, which is Katie Heron's mom. I play Mrs. George, who is Regina George's mom. And I play Ms. Norberry, who is what I like to call the voice of conscience throughout the whole, a voice of conscience, should I say, throughout the entire show. So I play three women and I love each of them very much.
I can imagine. And how tough is it to play multiple roles like that?
Oh my goodness. It is. It has been the flexing muscles opportunity of a lifetime, I have to say. I've adjusted well. At first it was a bit challenging, but the shoes really help. That's what I always say. The shoes, because it's very grounding. And each of them is different. And uh-huh. Each of their dialogue is different. So that's very helpful. I trust the text always. And that does the job.
So I can imagine, because each of those roles, the character is so different from the other.
Different. So. Yes. When I got the sides, I read them when I got my first audition and I said out loud, I cannot do this. But then I did it. So
amazing.
They're
amazing.
So different. It's a blast to play. It was smartly done. They, you know, because Mrs. George is this woman who is just like over the top and so bubbly, and Ms. Norberry is very grounded. Right. And so it was really cool of the writers to allow a woman to play both of those facets. I feel it's really awesome. It. Yeah.
And from the show, what's your favorite song?
Oh, okay. So my favorite song, I have two. The first one is Fearless, which is at the end of Act One. It's my favorite number to watch. I'm not in it. And let me tell you, this ensemble is one of the most amazing ensembles you'll ever see. They dance and move so much. They burn thousands of calories every night. And it's just a song of jubilee. It's a triumphant moment where the regime, Regina George's regime, has been sort of toppled over for a moment. And we see everybody celebrating. So I love that number. Also, my favorite song in Act Two is Janice sings a song called I'd Rather Be Me. And it is such a great song that I would love every teenager to be able to hear and understand. She has this line in there that said, and this is for anybody, it's not in the movie, but it's my favorite quote, which mm-hmm. is, sometimes what's meant to break you makes you brave.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that fantastic? And yeah. I get to hear her and stand there and see her sing that every night. And it is such a gift, I have to tell you. So those are my two favorite numbers in the entire show.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
And we always, this being a library podcast, we always like to include a library type question. So I know it's busy on tour, yes, but during this tour, have you had a chance to read, watch, or listen to something that you'd recommend to our listeners?
Yes. Okay. So I during the pandemic started using the library app. I live in New York and I started using that, which was amazing. I have two books. One is Braiding Sweetgrass, which is a fantastic book. That it tells a lot about Native American culture and things that we all as a society could truly benefit from remembering.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Today. And the way, nature and grass and trees actually help us as a world and how people and plant life can't exist without each other. It's fascinating. So I recognize that I recommend that. And I also recommend a book called No Excuses. It's by the man who wrote, oh my gosh, his name just left my head. He wrote Eat the Frog. Mm-hmm. And it is a book about self-discipline and, creating awesome habits for yourself. And it is a game changer. It changed my life. So those are the two recommendations for reading that I have.
I love it. Two very good recommendations. And we're going to end with a bonus question.
Okay.
Did you have to deal with mean girls in your real life?
You know what? I am very fortunate. I only dealt with it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I grew up doing dance competitions and having a lot of outlets for and places to feel like I belonged. So I did deal with clickiness a little bit, mm-hmm. but I never had to deal with mean girls, but I have always felt, cause I love to be an educator. I think that's why I play Ms. Norberry. the choreographer comes out in me is I love to be a dance educator and a choreographer. And I've had to often deal with, you know, the bullying and the thing we see a lot nowadays. I think it's a lot worse because of social media and internet.
I agree.
Right. Yeah, I didn't have to deal with that as a kid. Also, I was so busy that I was never spending time on the internet. So that's how I have had to interact with it is as an educator and a peer or a mentor. I've helped a lot of girls through that, which has been an honor. And it's also something mm-hmm. that I love about Mean Girls. And also the fact that there are no mean girls in our company is lovely. So we really have a culture of kindness here and we advocate for speaking about that stuff. So, yeah. Oh,
I love it. Well, April, thank you so much for joining me today. I really enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, well, thank you for having us. I hope to see you guys at the show. Are you coming out?
I definitely will. I want to see those the songs now, the two that you mentioned. I really want to hear those.
Yes, I can't wait for you guys to come out. Thank you for having me.
Check out Mean Girls at the Wharton Center, again, March 1 through March 6. A link for tickets is in our show notes.
Many school districts from across Ingham County are benefiting from Capital Area District Library's Student Success Initiative.
I became a teacher 15 years ago because I loved reading, and I wanted to teach my students to get lost in books as I did as a child. CATL's audiobooks help students with their fluency and also vocabulary acquisition.
Preparing today's students in achieving a brighter future. Visit CATL.org/success to learn more.